if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest today, I think you're going to be very interested in hearing what this gentleman has to say. He was actually the guest I had lined up for last week, and then we had a little bit of miscommunication going on, but I'm glad to say that Dr. Greg Evanson has joined me today. And Greg earned a master's degree in education administration from Northern Michigan University. He's got a doctoral degree from the London International University in criminal justice administration. He was appointed a United States Secret Service special agent with duties assigned to presidential candidate protection, but was budget cut along with his contingent in 1974. He's also served as a Kansas State Trooper and as a Kansas Marshal. And Greg, actually, until recently, was one of the radio hosts over on Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can hear my show Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time. So, Greg, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm glad that you could.
Oh, Maggie, thank you very much. And I apologize to your listeners and to you both for not getting it together. I just had too many folks around. But I tell you, it's good to be with you today. And unfortunately, our agenda is kind of the same. Whether last week or this week, we've just got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You know, while you and I were on the break before we came on live, you were talking about after a while, you can only just say the same thing over and over again. And I have to tell you, I was at a little thing we do once a month here. I'm outside of Philadelphia, get together, do a little presentation, that kind of thing. And I was saying to the people last night, listen, if you're just going to show up at a meeting once a month and make yourself feel good and think that's your contribution to your own freedom and liberty, I said, stay home and watch reruns of Dynasty or Dallas or something like that. I said, you're going to get a hell of a lot more out of it. Don't even waste your time coming out, because it's totally ineffective. And I said, listen, if you can't do anything more than just put your hand in your pocket, I said, then put your hand in your pocket. I said, because this costs money and you need to contribute to the people who are actually on the front lines trying to save your rear end. So if you got a rich uncle, hit them up. I'm telling you, I left no holes barred, but that's kind of my nature, Greg. I call a spade and a hoe, and listen, that's just the reality of life. There's no more time to pussyfoot around the truth here. You need to just tell it like it is, and you've been doing that for years and years and years. And now it's time.
Maggie, you're right. I can't underscore enough how late in the game this is. And unfortunately, we always have this game metaphor. I'm a great Green Bay Packers fan and living where I do. And so I understand that. But I also understand at the end of the fourth quarter, when the game is over, you know, real life resumes, and that we must be doing that which is critically important for us to do while we still have the time to achieve some of our goals. You know, we're in a spiraling descent politically, economically, financially, and those two are closely related, but there's a little bit of difference between the economics of a nation, which is your gross domestic output, and financially, that is the shape of the banks and your currency. So it all of these things and many, many more contribute to what a good friend of mine, a major general retired in the Army, has said, Greg, you say it, you just don't say it strong enough. And I'm telling you, my wife thinks I take the paint off the windows. So it's one of those things that we have to balance, Maggie, when we talk to people, so we don't disenfranchise them. But at the same token, they've got to get the reality, or it's not going to matter.
No, it isn't going to matter. And I know I'm not always the most delicate individual. You know, I don't always, you know, I'm not always so genteel as I would like to be, or it would be more effective if I was in certain situations. I will never be known for my diplomatic skills, my diplomacy skills, Greg. I can tell you that much. That's for certain. But, you know, I can tell you one thing. People know when I'm talking to them that I'm not going to lie to them. So that is one thing I would have to say, is it definitely in my favor.
To use that same statement, it's way too late. Look, Within the last 30 days, I have spoken with some friends that I've known over 20 years in the state of Illinois that are responsible for buying and selling crops at the co-ops as the farmers are bringing them in.
Okay.
And I know that this year the projection is roughly 30% less grain coming into the elevators than did last year, and we were already in a zero surplus situation on the ledger sheet. So what are you going to do when they continue to funnel corn, a very viable, necessary commodity for livestock and for human beings, and they're going to send it out and burn it up in these stupid scam ethanol plants that don't do a thing for mileage, don't do a thing for the environment. It is way past discussing about the rationality of it. It's completely irrational. But the effect is going to be that when you go to the store, you're going to see two things happen. You're going to see less of it on the shelves, and you're going to see no sales whatsoever. And the reason the price appears to be going up is because the sticker price has gone up, but it's the value of the dollar that's declined that makes that can of corn that you used to be able to purchase for 30 or 40 cents, then it was 50 cents, now it's 70 or 80 cents and above. So it's a matter of what do you do to fill your pantry with less amount of money going to the store to buy the stuff in the first place. And that's just one small item, the natural medicines that you like to have so that you can do something and take some oil of oregano or some grape leaf, olive leaf extract to help with a cold or respiratory situation. You can't get it because the feds are saying, no, sorry. Big Pharma doesn't like that because they're not getting a corner of the market on the money. So yeah. All of this is happening, folks, while we're sitting here discussing it, and we need to do that so you know what's going on. But if you're not willing to go out tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I'm going to put a little on my charge card. I'm going to go to that worthless 401k that's not going to be worth anything after the government takes it, or that it just diminishes in its overall value. I'm going to take some of that, and I'm going to buy some things that I'm going to need for that moment that is fast approaching us, whether it comes from space, it comes from below ground, or it comes right across the street in Washington. Doesn't matter. The result is the same, and you're going to be in difficulty trying to take care of yourself and a family when all this becomes reality.
Oh, well, you know, the harsh reality of look at what had happened. If we talk about civil unrest and martial law, look at what happened to those law-abiding citizens down in New Orleans who were disarmed by the local police, and they were disarming them before the hurricane, and these were law-abiding citizens who were only trying to be able to have the right to protect themselves. So,
well, Maggie, there's a mistake here that people make in the Katrina, and that's just symptomatic of what is going to continue to happen. A Louisiana state trooper told me that, in fact, there were contingents from around the country that were called in what we used to call mutual aid. It's simply a matter that all police officers in the United States, when requested and trained, may come into an area, not even in their jurisdiction, not even in their state, and they may be called on to assist. And that's what happened when California Highway Patrol officers were manning the streets in New Orleans during Katrina, not knowing the people, not knowing the city, not knowing their MO, their modus operandi, their way of operating. And so what happened is you had dear precious little ladies with their 12-gauge shotgun, and of course this is a true story, trying to defend themselves from street thugs and others, and they were disarmed by the police, who said, you don't have a right to have that in a time of emergency. Well, what other time would you need to have the defensive tools to take care of yourself or your household? That was the very idea. And of course later it was found to be a gross, egregious violation of the Louisiana citizens' rights, but and a result of a lawsuit and so forth. I don't think that'll happen again in New Orleans, but it may happen somewhere else where you've got ignorant people running the cities, ignorant people running the police departments who don't know better and want to take away the very means of self-defense that in the most critical situation, Maggie, I'm going to tell you something, whether you're pro-gun or anti-gun, doesn't matter. When they're coming after you, you're going to be thinking, you're going to all of a sudden have a revelation that maybe I should have rethought this and have been better prepared. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being defensive, not offensive. I'm talking about being prepared. prepared, not flapping your jaws at somebody and saying, well, I know what's going on. Listen, I have been in those situations as a police officer. I know how bad it can get. And when it does get to its worst possible moment, the only thing that's going to stand between you and a really bad day is your faith in God, number one, and number two, your ability to defend yourself. Can you do that? That's my big question today.
Yeah. Listen, I think I'm hearing my cue music there. Yes, I am. We will be back in 3 minutes. My guest is Greg Evanson. And don't go away. We'll be back in three, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We shall return.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, quality services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. You can go to my website. There will be a podcast of this show up on my website later today. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I will link to my guest, Dr. Greg Evanson's websites. And you'll be able to hear this podcast, send it off to all of your friends and your enemies, wake them up too. You know, your enemy could be your friend tomorrow. You never know. Some of them anyway. Some of them never will be, but that's another story. I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Greg Evanson, and, you know, you had mentioned in the first segment, Dr. Evanson, about a major general friend of yours that you speak with on a regular basis, and he says you just don't whack people around with the truth hard enough. Let me ask you a question, Greg. What is this retired major general's assessment of the situation in terms of how many soldiers would turn their weapons on the American people and how many would say, I'm in support of the Constitution, I stand for the Constitution, I'm not going to disarm or go against my own people? What do you think the numbers are?
Maggie, look, I can characterize it, I think, fairly accurately by saying that his assessment, and I agreed with it, it was not mine, but he said that a lot of this will turn on the leadership at the local company level, perhaps as high as battalion level, regiment, certainly, but whoever is in charge in the field and says, wait just a minute here. I swore an oath to defend the Constitution and the people of this nation, not the government, not the president, not the Speaker of the House. I swore an oath to defend them against enemies, foreign and domestic, as we always say. But that's true. That's in the oath. And if those men, he said, if those men are living by that oath, he said, then they will do what is right at the time and in the manner in which it's called for. He said, my fear is that there will be, and he was, his rough guess, I suggested this, he said, generally I'm in the ballpark, that we're looking at somewhere right now between a third and 40% of the military and armed forces, the military and the police forces, will most likely live to their oath and support the people and on the local level. In other words, they're not going to come out and start firing on citizens just because they're ordered to contain a martial law situation where all the rules of freedom are gone, the rules of fair play are gone, the rules of being careful with how you deal with the citizenry are pretty much gone. So if that is the case, then we're making ground. We're making headway. But I think his point is, and I think this is what we need to take home and contemplate very seriously, is that when this occurs, it will be so serious that there will be panic, not only in the ranks, but also in the streets. And that will contribute to a very, very tragic situation. So what I'm suggesting to people wherever I go, I just got back from Kansas City the week before, and it was, wherever I go, my admonition to people is this, my warning is, please, plan very carefully. They kid me about my middle name being Plan, because that's what I promote wherever I go. The educational tools we have available to people are there for that very reason, so that they, if they don't know what to do, they don't know how to do, when to do, why to do, or why not to do, then they need to very carefully, Maggie, develop their plan, because when it comes, they're not going to be the friendly troops out here throwing you MREs so that you can eat. They're going to be troops that are going to be out here rounding people up and putting them away because they were either on a list or they have been adjudicated by a military commander someplace, police commander, state police commander, as being a danger to the citizenry. The sheriff stands between us and that kind of nonsense, but he's going to be very weakened by a nationalized police force. So we're looking at trouble on the horizon, trouble in River City big time. And if you're not ready, you're going to be one of the first victims.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I was mentioning last night when I was doing a little bit of a presentation, and then I actually played one of the videos of Dr. Michael Kaufman speaking last year at the conference on freedom. I can't think of the name of the conference, but it was here in Valley Forge. Tom DeWeese from American Policy Center had put it on. Dr. Kaufman was there, Michael Shaw, a lot of different people. Sheriff Mack was there. A lot of different people were there speaking. And, you know, one of the things I was saying to the people last night is that they're all on a list. Anybody who believes in you, I said, you're already on a list. You're in a Tea Party group, you're on a list. You believe in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, you're on a list. The returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, well, they've already been put on a list. We're all on a list as potential domestic terrorists. I said, some of us who are more vocal may be the first ones they drag, but down the street or out of their house in the middle of the night. I said, but you were on a list. Don't you get it? I mean, you know, I always equate things to what's happened historically, Greg, and it just amazes me that people don't see what's happening today as how much it relates to what has happened in the past. I mean, the rhetoric, everything is the same.
Well, Maggie, we could go back as far in history as you want to go to the 12 generally acknowledged civilizations, and we can see where each one, and the most recent being Rome and Greece in terms of great civilizations, that started in freedom. They then went to a controlled society. They went then to a police state. They were then in total dictatorship, and then they were in collapse. And the chance for rejuvenation came right at that point, just before collapse. And yet, most of the time, the people were still either, they were owing their allegiance to Rome or to Greece, Athens or whatever, and just like it is today. We have so many people sitting around here at the coffee shop saying, well, you know, Barack Obama really isn't such a bad guy, and he inherited such a mess. And people say, well, George Bush wasn't a bad guy, but he inherited such a mess from Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, you know, and on it goes. But what they're missing is the key element of, all right, fine, there is a problem, and it's multi-generational, and it's multi-party. What are we going to do about it? Are we just going to sit and jaw to death, or are we actually going to get out here and work toward some kind of change? And I'm not talking about Barack Obama's idea of change towards socialism and communism. This is change towards constitutionalism and true freedom and the choice that you have every day to plan for your own destiny and not have somebody else chart the course and tell you how you're going to get there. But unfortunately, Maggie, one of the axioms of all this is the following. That if you are the kind of person that believes in the Constitution, believes in law, not men, but law, believes in common sense, believes in sovereignty of the individual and the state, believes in pursuing those kinds of goals, and pursue righteousness and morality within this society, then you, Maggie, and me, we are the enemies. Because the true ruling class now believes in anything goes, rights for everybody, it doesn't matter what that stands for, keep the church and the state separate so nobody is responsible for their morality or their actions, and on the list goes, you see, we become the enemies because we stand for that which is correct, which is historic, which is truthful, which is righteous, which is all of those, which are all of those things that made us a great nation and can make us a great nation to be envied by the world once again. Why are we hated in the world? Because we are everything that they say that we said we would not be. And we have left our first love, which is freedom. We've left our first efforts, which is to promote that around the world. And our generosity came because we exemplified freedom. And people knew that. That's why they virtually worshipped our way of life, and they wanted to come here from around the world. And now that has been sacrificed on the altar of tyranny.
Hang on, Greg. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Dr. Greg Evanson, and we shall return, so don't go away.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and
and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Heavy gunfire as revolutionary forces are pushing into the center of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte, squeezing the remaining loyalist fighters still holding out. Anti-Gaddafi fighters have captured the sprawling Ouagadougou Convention Center, as well as a hospital on the south side of Sirte. The leaders of Germany and France, the Eurozone's two biggest economies, are meeting to discuss new measures to counter the bloc's debt crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy are holding the talks at Berlin's Chancellery. The regional government of the Spanish Canary Island of El Hierro has issued a volcanic eruption alert following almost 10,000 small tremors recorded in the past 3 months. Syria's foreign minister has warned the international community not to recognize a new council formed by the opposition, saying it is illegitimate. IRN USA Radio News.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-837-4943 to get your free copy now. 800-837-4943. 800-837-4943.
Hi, this is James Freeland. Join me for Against the Wall, Tuesday and Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you'd like to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Dr. Greg Evanson, and you have a website called theheartlandusa.com, and let's talk about that. Let's talk about your survival manual and the types of courses you teach that are you're willing to go around and teach these different survival techniques to people, Greg, because, you know, we can keep rambling on and going on and on and on about everything that's wrong, but you are offering some solutions and some ideas for people. So let's talk about that if we could, please, okay?
Well, that's fine. Thanks for asking, Maggie. What? You know, my great partner in life, my wife Liz, has been right in the center of this throughout. She's a beautiful little Finnish girl from my high school days, and I'm a very very lucky man. But what she brings to this is an intellect and a creativity that is beyond me, I got to tell you. But she said some time back, she said, "Greg, you know, you really need to develop this on this format for a DVD and manual for this reason. Not everybody across the United States is going to be able to get to one of your training sessions, and not everybody is in a position to really understand this without something in front of them." So that was the reason. That's really was the germ for this, the seed, I should say. And,
okay.
And so what I do is I take about an 18-hour weekend course. It normally starts late in the afternoon on Friday when everybody gets off work. We go till about 9:30 in the evening on Friday, and then we go all day Saturday until about 8:30 at night, and we conclude on Sunday morning. I'm just now being scheduled for Lincoln, Nebraska. Coming up, we're not sure about the date yet. It's in the late winter, early spring, which comes a little later or earlier out there than it does where I live. But we find a setting that someone can a farm, perhaps, or even a church, or some place where people can gather. We normally are anywhere from 30 to 50, as high as 200-300. I've had in the past in Oregon and some other places. But the idea is that we get together, we discuss these things in a roundtable environment. It's a teaching environment, but it's also a hands-on. We're now going to go out in the field, and I'm going to show you how to set up a defensive perimeter. I'm going to show you how to have on-site communications, and on-site meaning where you can see so that you level it out from a beginning source that has the information out to the next ring, to the next ring, to the next ring. And all of these things are described in great detail on this DVD series, which is 12 hours of training. And then there's a manual, a 400-page manual that's now also in a download. You can simply go and download the thing, and you have it instantly. So we've done everything we can, Maggie, to get this out to folks.
Okay.
So these can be available to folks, and it's working.
Okay. So they can get them on the heartlandusa.com. They can get this DVD and this manual. Because I have to tell you, I mean, you know, I wouldn't know where to start. Myself, personally, I mean, this isn't my background. I've never had any training in this kind of stuff other than, you know, you watch television or something. You know what I mean? But,
well,
I mean, how...
start, but...
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of times, as much as Hollywood has tried to been leading us in one direction, I think some of the people there have been trying to drop little breadcrumb trails, trying to send hints our way, too, with some of the different... series they've put on over the years and some of the things,
right.
I think some of them have been trying to give us some hints as well, but
well,
I mean, most
television have been a little bit ahead of the curve in some ways, and they have been kind of giving us a hint of what's going on. But I'll just tell you, look, if you go to the website and you decide you want some of this stuff, that's great. But if you want to save a little bit of money that it costs you, then by all means put it into something else that you need. But I will tell you that if you don't have an idea what to do, you're city bound or whatever it is, we make all kinds, Meg, it's across the board, suggestions about what you can do to just help yourself be a little more prepared. See, the idea of getting through a rough situation, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, volcano, whatever it is, or something from space, a piece of space lab, or whatever it might be that's coming at you, if you know what to do, then, as I say, you're light years ahead of everybody else, because when it comes down to it, people are going to rally around folks that have their act together and are doing well in a crisis. Nobody does exceptionally well, but some do far better than others because they were prepared and knew what to do.
Well, you know, my friend was in Rochester in the 60s when the riots were taking place in different cities around the country, and she lived in the city, and her next-door neighbor, my friend's father was a fireman, and her next-door neighbor, my friend's white, her neighbor was black, and her boyfriend had come out. He didn't know who my friend was, and her mother, they were walking out of the house, and he had a shotgun. He was ready to shoot him. Until her friend intervened, her neighbor intervened and said, wait, no, they're okay, you know. People don't have any idea, Greg, when civil unrest occurs, how chaotic, how absolutely out of control and bizarre circumstances become. They have no idea, because nobody's alive today who's experienced any kind of true civil war on a grand scale in this country.
How can people know who the friend or foe is, we used to say in the military? How do you know when you've got four or five people running at you, whether they're just scared to death and need a place to hide, or they're after you and they're just being low-keyed at that moment? There's no way to know that. How do you know when someone who is hiding in your garage is there to rob you or is just, again, looking for shelter? If you don't have an idea how to, first of all, make that assessment. Secondly, how to respond to that situation. So you have the shotgun. Again, you're light years ahead of everybody else. You don't just go out and pull the trigger. Look, yeah. You're going to be accountable for what you do. And this is what I teach. This is one of the key elements of what I teach. You must know if you're going to be dealing with deadly force, then you must know what that holds for you. Because even if you're capable of dealing with that and actually doing that when the situation calls for it, and that is relatively rare, except in riotous situations, it could be much more frequent. But the fact is that if you don't know what you're doing, when to do it, how to do it, why to do it, and why not to do it, you're going to end up in court and prison. So it is a matter at some point. And so it's a matter that you know precisely what you're doing at that moment. And that's in part what this video series teaches, along with how to hold weapons and how to build fires and how to do all kinds of things. But the fact is that it is part of the training people should have just to get by in an increasingly violent and unstable world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And the majority of people in this country live in cities and live along the coastlines. What is it, 50 miles inland from the coastline or 100 miles inland is where the majority of the population, like 97% of Americans reside. I mean, we all, most of us reside. I'm right outside of Philadelphia. I'm in one of the suburbs of Philadelphia. I'm in a highly populated area.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In fact, should there be very, very difficult. You know, the worst case scenario is a false flag event or even a terrorist event that is nuclear or something comes in at us from out in space, which is an awful lot of talk about that now. And I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying that there is that possibility always. So what are you going to do when refugees by the millions are making their way from the coasts that could be very adversely affected in any of these scenarios? And so now you're living in Philadelphia, which is already a highly populated, dense area, and they're trying to make their way off into Ohio and Indiana and Illinois to get away from all that's going on, and you are being overrun on an hourly basis by people you've never seen before, desperate people, and the axiom is desperate people do desperate things at desperate times.
Yep.
That's how things work.
Yep. Yeah, that's a reality of life. It really is. It really is. And I just think, so much of this, Greg, oftentimes for people in this country, we've been so fat and happy and satiated for so many years in this country that's why I think the American people have fallen asleep and are just in a slumber. It's, you know, they just have no awareness of what's transpiring around them because we haven't really overall, look at the poorest of the poor in this country. They still have a roof over their head. They have three hots. They have electricity. I mean, we have a system that's been set up that even the poor here are nothing like the poor in a third world nation are. So, you know,
yeah, look, when I was growing up, I'll be 62 in March. I have to tell you, my great grandfather, who fought in the U.S. Cavalry, was born in 1876, was in the Spanish-American War. I grew up knowing this man. He died when I was a child, but I still remember so well the sense of protection, and he took care.
Hang on, Greg. Okay. Hold that thought. We got to go to another quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest this morning is Dr. Greg Evanson, and his website is TheHeartlandUSA.com, TheHeartlandUSA.com. You can go there. Greg, when we were going to break, you were talking about your great-great-grandfather, who was a veteran of the Spanish-American War. So if you want to take up with that thought, please go ahead.
My point here is that I grew up, and my father was a B-24 pilot during the war. I grew up in a household that believed in taking care of itself, of making their own way, of preparing for whatever might come along. When my father told us back in the early 60s that Cuba was going to become a problem and that there would be some very tense days, we believed him and we did what was necessary. What's happened is we've grown up in this cocoon since after World War II of things pretty well being peaceful. Everybody was fairly prosperous, fairly so, especially compared to the rest of the world. And we grew up not really thinking that we could ever fall from that lofty position, and we have. We've lost our leadership in the world. We've lost our supremacy in the currency and the value of our dollar and our ability to manufacture in this nation the finest products on earth and to be fully employed and to have the benefits that helped us, helped our family stay together. It's a remarkable history that we no longer are being able to claim. And so we're all standing around going, well, who's going to do this for us? My parents are all gone. My family's all gone. I'm it. I'm the one now that makes the decisions and tries to do the best I can for 5 children and 8 grandchildren. And it's becoming more and more difficult to pave that road because the resources simply aren't there. So people, Maggie, that have waited and said, oh, somebody will take care of it. The government will take care of it, or some friend, or my rich uncle, or it's not going to happen that way. And you must, we must together understand that and convey that to people. That's why we do what we do, to help people that don't know what to do or don't have the resources, don't have the knowledge, can have a fighting chance in this so that they can survive and make well for their family.
Yeah, well, we certainly have The deck is stacked against us. There is no doubt about that. The enemies of freedom and liberty in this nation and around the world, the deck is certainly stacked against us because they reside in our government as well as outside of this nation. And you, of course, are well aware. I know you're well aware of UN Agenda 21 and the globalists and the bankers and all of these people who have been the puppet masters for a very long time. But, you know, my thoughts with this, Greg, and I could be entirely wrong. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to make the best educated guess I can for how to proceed. But my thought with what I'm doing is trying to wake up enough people. You can't defeat your enemy unless you know who they are. You got to know who they are first and their tactics that they're using to be able to defeat them. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But this, I look at it this way. Every day when I wake, if somebody else wakes up to this, then that's another soldier we've added to our side. So, you know, right.
When you get up in the morning and, as you say, and you look at what's happening, I would no more walk down to the end of my driveway and give some innocent person a bad time than fly to the moon without a rocket. I simply am not built that way. I would never do that. But when I see people coming into this nation or who are so-called citizens of this country, and I say so-called because they want all the privileges, but they don't want to stand up for the rights and responsibilities. But those who cross our borders illegally, those who want a separate set of rights because they have a belief system or they operate their lives in a way that I don't agree with, but you know what? I don't care really what they do behind closed doors, but don't come and tell me that I have to now accept this and all the rest of it, along with a lot of Sharia law or any of these other issues that are now creeping into the American psyche, and everybody's saying, well, we just have to be tolerant. We just have to accept all these things. No, we don't. And the reason that America is at the point it is because we have no moral compass. We have no economic compass. We have no political compass that's all pointing true north and says, this is right. This is wrong. This is correct. This isn't. This is constitutional. This is not. And unless we agree to go along that way, then chaos and anarchy and civil war is the only possible outcome. So it is with that solemn basis that I tell you, please find out what is right and wrong. Know your history. Get with a program and get with people that are of like mind and will say, we're not going looking for trouble with people. We're not going out trying to push people around. We're not going to do that ever. What we want, though, is to be left alone. We want our country to be free. We want our Constitution to be followed. We want people who know what to do and can build a business and can employ people and help people out to do that. We want them to do it with the least amount of regulation that's possible so they can survive, so they can be successful, and they can employ another generation of people. You see, that's the way it was, Maggie, until the government decided they had all of the better ideas. And you mentioned Dr. Michael Kaufman earlier. I've interviewed him a few times. A great man. These folks that are out speaking around the country know what they're talking about.
Yes, they
know how to get people lined up and say, this is what you should be thinking, and this is trash. You need to listen to what is right, folks, in your heart, and get your faith where it needs to be, and get your life in line so that you can deal with these issues and deal with them effectively.
Yeah. People really, you know, the time is drawing nigh, I believe, Greg. It's just my own feeling. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe we've got decades to go, but I don't think so. I would say we're not going to hit a decade. Lot less than the way everything is, the economy is collapsing rapidly. I don't think we're going to make it that far. I think you're going to see all kinds of hell break loose long before 10 years goes by.
That's exactly right. There is no physical way that this nation can survive on the output that we have been reduced to. The farms are suffering, and the output is less, partly because of weather and other issues that are occurring. It may be controlled weather. It may be lots of things, but the result, again, is the same nonetheless, and that is less productivity. You add all of these things that have occurred, the intentional spraying of Corexit by the billions of gallons on our Gulf Coast, for what? to keep the oil out of it coming from ashore. That was not the agenda. The agenda, as Jesse Ventura revealed, was far more than that. And we broke a May of 2010, Hawk and I did on radio, that this is what was going. This is why it was happening. And people just said, oh, this could never happen in America. Well, when Freedom of Information revealed that the Army Corps of Engineers indeed had that plan, then you know, people started to say, oops, I think I thought the wrong thing here. Look, I don't care what the agenda is. I truly don't. I don't care what your politics are. I truly don't. What I'm concerned with and what I care about is that you get a grasp of what this nation has done in the past in its period of greatness, what it can do again, and that's what we must be striving for. Politics aside, your economics aside, doesn't matter. But if we don't have that, Maggie, we have nothing.
Yes.
We're no better off than Zambia.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Greg, I know we've only got a couple minutes left, so I want to make sure that everybody knows they can buy your DVDs. It's a 2-DVD on survival. Do you have a list? I'm looking on your website right now, theheartlandusa.com. I don't see a schedule of where you're going to be next. Do you put that somewhere, a calendar of where you're going to be teaching different courses, or is that done on an email you and that kind of a basis to find out how is your itinerary for that? Is that available somewhere?
That's correct. What we do, first of all, we do what the folks that are organizing this would like us to do. If they want folks from around the area to come, then we advertise it. If we don't, it's a private session.
Okay.
And the folks are putting this together because the people they're bringing in are trusted folks that they know are not going to cause trouble for them. Look, I don't care if the Secret Service are sitting there in my meetings. I don't say things can't be said. So, but we just don't advertise it unless they want us to do that.
Okay. So people can go to theheartlandusa.com to get in contact with you to purchase your DVDs and your survival manual. You also have a book, The Sovereignty Papers. I'm assuming that's available somewhere on this site as well. Okay.
That's right, Maggie. And one more thing. I invite people to email me, greg@theheartlandusa.com. Write if you've got questions about where somebody might be doing something in your area, whatever it is. I'll be glad to write back to you.
Okay. Greg, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I will link to your websites. I'll stick your email in there as well so people know where to find you, find this information, purchase your survival manual, the 2 DVDs on survival. You got some answers, Greg, and that's what people are looking for. They're looking for answers. We all know the questions. We don't know the answers. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Greg. Thanks for taking the time. Have a wonderful rest of your day, will you, please?
Thank you, Maggie, and God bless you. And don't quit. Keep it up.
Oh, I don't intend to. That's one thing I'm not going to do. So take care, Greg. I appreciate your time today. Listen, everybody, my guest this morning has been Dr. Greg Evanson, and his website is TheHeartlandUSA.com. Please go there, take a look. Listen, if you're trying to figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing, then I suggest you purchase his survival manual and the DVDs on how to survive. Because, listen, unless you've got a death wish, you're going to want to survive. So it helps to have a handbook on how to do that. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay out of trouble, have a wonderful day, and take care. Hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. And we've got people like Dr. Greg Evanson in the world fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart.
The dreams that you dare to dream.